Okay, today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin. We're on Tzadik Zayin on the fourth line from the top, and we'll learn today from Ilu Nishmas Akiva Ben Peretz. Shom Shav and Leah Zeret is today. Okay, here we go. Now, we're still left with a question. The question that we're left with is, we said this yesterday, that the Shulchan was able to become Tamei. Why? Because Rosh Lakish said that they used to, quoting earlier people, that they used to pick up the Shulchan to show everybody the love between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so therefore, even though it was a wooden keli, it still was movable and it was used and had a Beit Kibul, and therefore, even though normally a piece of wood is not in the Kabbal Tumah, the Shulchan was different. Ask the Gemara, what are you giving these crazy reasons? It was plated with gold. Therefore, it has the status of a gold kli. Right? That's attention. Gold is metal. All metal becomes tameh if it's a kli, even if it doesn't have a base kibul. Okay? That's the rule of gold. Any metal, but the shulchan was made out of gold. So we said, well, maybe the gold wasn't fastened. It was just move up. Then we said it's irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference if it's fastened or not. As long as it's plated. This has a lot of ramifications today by Tfilas Kalim, right? When they line it with not gold, but they line it with things. What they have clean, like plate or a coffee mug, and then so they're always lined. What are they lined with? They're lined with non-metal. Or maybe they're lined with metal, lead, these things. So maybe it turns the whole clean into a non-metal clean. Let's say you have a plate. The plate's not metal. Let's say it's earthenware or ceramic. And they line it with things, well, now it changed the whole cleat. Before, it was, yeah. No. Like a fancy china. It does not have to be titled because it's earthenware. But they glaze it. What are they glazing it with? They're glazing it. That might change the whole cleat. Ah, you have to glaze? Well, just to cover it. Right? It might. It's a very complicated issue. You have to ask people. But similar type of thing. So what we're going to say like this. So the question was, it's plated, it's gold plated, right? B'chi tema. Hey, you want to tell me? Ase shitim chashivi velo batli. Ase shitim, which is what the table was originally made out of. What's so chashim? It didn't become batal. Hani, that makes sense only according to Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish Dharma said, lo shanu ela b'kli akasol gus. That's only true by cheap wooden kalim. Haboy m'vdina sayam. Avakli mismat. But expensive wood, hashivi, below butli, that doesn't become butle. Shapir, that makes perfect sense. In other words, I ignore the plating, because the wood's even better than that. So it's saying, does the plating transform it to a gold cleat? No, because the... Correct. So the question is, is the gold really buckled? But just to give it a look, some people say that by scaling. What? Why? So maybe it's not. Maybe it's. So the Gemara is saying maybe it's not relevant. Maybe it's not relevant. I hear you, but we're going to reject it anyway. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dama who said, "Kli mismas nami butli, even an expensive kli, also the wood becomes buckle." Michael and Mema, what are you going to say? Plated. A whole different answer. Shiny shulchan. Shulchan's different. You know why the shulchan's different? The Rachmana Kriya 8. Because the Torah called it, it's not the Torah, it's the Navi. The Navi called the shulchan a Kli 8. Why would the Navi call the shulchan a Kli 8? You would never say that's a Kli 8. It's a Kli of gold. Since the Navi calls it a Kli 8, obviously it still has the status of a Kli 8. And a Kli 8 normally is not Makabal Tumah, if it doesn't have a receptacle, and the shulchan was an exception. Now where does it say that the shulchan is called the Kliyates. Shenamar, because it says, HaMizbeach. Eight, the Mizbeach is made out of wood. Now, the Mizbeach here doesn't mean the Mizbeach, it means the Shulchan. Why did the Navi call the Shulchan a Mizbeach? The Gemara will ask that question in a few seconds. Now, Shulchan, HaMizbeach, eight, the Mizbeach was made out of wood. Shalosh Amos Gova, 3 amos tall. Now, we learned the other day, Shulchan was not 3 amos tall. It was 2 amos tall. Remember? Was it 2 amos tall? So Tosva said, look at the little Tosva, Hamizbeach 8, Shalosh Amos. Ein shir zeh lo mizbeach, This is not the height of the Mizbeach. No Mizbeach was 3 amos tall. Either the outside one was 10 amos tall, and the inner one was 1 amos tall. Below Shulchan. It's not the Shulchan either. V'shema zeha yigvoin shall sneepin. Maybe it was the height of those things. The walls. Those framing walls. Those golden things. If you take those walls, plus you add the Shulchan, then you might get 3. Because those sneepin didn't have to go the whole length down. According to a mayor, they didn't start at the floor. So maybe that's one, that the Shulchan takes 1.5 amos, 2 amos. Those sneepin is another amos, maybe a little bit off. So we're not so precise. That's the best thought you can come up with. What does that mean, 3 amos? Anyway, Archo Shtayim Amos, 2 amos long, Umikitsos, and the corners, Lova Arko, the Kirosav, 8. All that's made out of wood. Vedabar Elias, the Shulchan Asherlof Nashem. So we end up with the word Shulchan. So Pasach b'Mizbeach b'Sayim b'Shulchan. You start off with the word Mizbeach and you end off with the word Shulchan. Why? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar Damri Tavai, they both say Bisman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim, when the Beis Hamikdash was alive, was around, Mizbeach Mechafer al Adam. The Mizbeach is Mechafer on a person. The Achshav now Ein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Now there is no Beis Hamikdash. What's mechaper on a person? Shulchan shall adam mechaper alav. The shulchan is mechaper on you. How is the shulchan mechaper on you? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, the no same prusa la'archim. Because you give a prusa to archim. Now what is that? Tzedakah? It's not tzedakah. It doesn't say that. It says you give a prusa to archim. So at your table, sitting at your table, as a matter of fact, spend some time on this. The Marsha says that it's nothing to do with that. The Marsha is a completely different shot. The Marsha says that the Gemara in Bracha says that there are 3 things. The Marsha says exactly that. The Marsha says that there's a Gemara in Bracha that says that there are 3 things that if you're Myrich in them, Hashem's Myrich in your life. 3 things lead to long life. One of them is if you have long meals. Why? Because the longer you're sitting at the table, the more chance an ani can come and you can give him what to eat. Right? Once the kitchen's closed, the ani comes, you don't have anything to eat. Right? So the longer you're eating, the longer the ani has an opportunity to come. Now, it's very strange, because we're not talking about tzedakah here. Right? What is mechaper on you? Giving the ani food. Not giving him a suit, not giving him clothing, not giving him money, giving him food. Right? The Gemara says it. 3 things give you long life. One of them is having long meals. However, the problem with that is that the Mishnah, another Mishnah in Avos that says that if 3 people eat at a table and they say Dibrei Torah, it's as if they're eating from Hashem's table. If they don't say Dibrei Torah, it's as if they're eating from whatever. The point is, what's the kicker of a meal? Torah. Not the fact that Oni can come. It's Torah. So which one is it? So the Yaakov says it's both. It's both, right? It's Torah and Tzedakah now are what mechaper you, right? So we change now. Rashi said, Rashi didn't mention a word about Torah. Rashi just said, giving up. Now the Marsha said the same thing, but now we added on Torah. By the way, so the Ravan Kotler says that it's a very interesting thing that a physical act, right, eating, is what's mechaper you, right? By the way, it's not so strange because the Mishkan, the Beit HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, everything that went on there was physical act. It was all physical. Slaughter, all physical act. Right? That's not such a strange thing at all. Okay. The Rav Chaim Shmulev asked such an unbelievable question. He said, what does that mean? Why is the Shulchan Mechaber? It's your actions that are Mechaber. Maybe the Shulchan Mechaber. Shulchan didn't do anything. It's you that are mechaper. You're my Tzim Tovim. I'm mechaper you. I mean, the Shulchan. What are you blaming the table? Not blaming the table. What does the table get credit for? Because it's a similar halacha that you're not allowed to have metal build the mizbeach. Why? Because metal is something you make weapons out of. And the mizbeach is something that's the opposite of a weapon. It gives you life. So they don't go together. Now, we all know this. Guns don't kill. People kill. Says Chaim Shmulevitz. What are you blaming the weapons for? What are you blaming the weapons for? Well, why can't you make a mizbeach out of metal? Because metal kills? There's people that kill. Metal can't kill sitting on the ground. Can't happen.
What?
What do you mean? You had a question? Same thing about the table. I'm giving the table a pat on the back. Oh, the table's the thing. Have the table, it's you. You're a kind person. You care about aniyim. That's going to be mechapi. What's the table doing in this whole equation? It's an unbelievable question.
What?
So that's what you're saying? So he says it unbelievable. Listen to this. He says, what you're saying is true. Without the table, you can't give anything. The table is the vehicle to your chesed. The gun and the sword is the vehicle to your cruelty. Right? They're the vehicle. Correct. All you. But they're the vehicle. So this sword, this knife gets invested with horrible things. Why? To kill people. Can't go near the mizbeach. This table is invested with kedusha. Why? Because you use the vehicle. You use the table. Of course it's not the table. The table's an inanimate object. So is a gun. But what do you do with them? What do you do with them? Very nice word. Okay. And then from this discussion, there's a whole long discussion about removing your knife from the table when you bench. Right?
What?
There are two reasons why. One is if it's Zomer to the Shulchan. Yeah, and Zomer to, I'm sorry, because of this Gemara. The Shulchan is Zomer to the Mizbeach. Just like there was no metal on the Mizbeach, there should be no metal on your table when you bench. Anyway, well, second reason is because one guy got so upset when he said Uvenei Yerushalayim that he stabbed himself.
So,
right. So that's for the right. By the way, I heard an unbelievable fart. So because one crazy person did that, one crazy person stabbed himself, therefore it's usher forever? Like what? Yeah, what did we have? So I heard an unbelievable fart about that. You're right. It was one crazy person that did that, right? Davening about Yerushalayim, he couldn't take it. So therefore, he stabbed himself. But because of that reason, he took the knife away. You're right, it's a crazy thing to do. Most people, that would never happen again. But you should feel that way. You should feel that way. It should bother you so much that there's no Yerushalayim. You should want to stab yourself. You should want to do it. No, normal people won't do it. You should want to. Amazing bark. You hear that bark? It's a brilliant. I think I heard it from Barrel Wine. You should want to. That's how you should feel. One guy actually did it. Right. That's the message exactly. Unbelievable. Okay. Anyway. No, because he's sitting in davening. Oh, Yerushalayim. Oh, that guy bet himself and he took the knife and he hurt himself. That's not normal. So you should feel that way. Shabbat, to that extent. Okay. Next.
I'm never going to finish that.
Next. Arba snifin shel zav hayisham. There were four snifin of zav. These four frame braces, whatever you want to call them. What they call them in the arts world? Prat. Menahani mili, how do you know that? Amar of Katina, Amar Kwa, it says in the Pasuk. This is the Pasuk in Parashat Tetzah. Truma. I think it's Truma. Vasisa, you should make arba zav, which are something, please. Something, kaposav or something, kashosav or something else, umaranakiosav or something else. So kaarosav, what are kaarosav? Elu defusin, those are the molds. Kaposav, elu bazichin, those are the spoons. Kashosav, elu snifin, those are the snifin that we're talking about. Amankiosav, elu akonin, those are the poles. Asher yusach kohem, shemasachin behenet alechem, that you cover the lechem with. What does it mean you cover the lechem? It means that you stick the poles into the holes so that the lechem is not touching each other. Okay? Moses, Rava asks the following question. Lo sidr hakanim, you can't insert the loaves, insert the poles, v'lo need to lasan, and you can't remove the poles, dochas is a Shabbos. That can't be done on Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos. wait a minute. But now you're telling me it's run out of a pus. This wasn't just because of mole. This is what we kept saying all along. This was out of a pus. This was out of a pusik. Am I in the shop? Why can't you do it on shop? Why not? Right? What, you hear? Right? Why can't you do it on shop? Ask the Yadavid, wait a minute. Even if it's not a Doraisa, still what? What's the reason why you can't do it on Shabbos? Ain't Shuvat B'Mikdash. We had this already yesterday. So here he gives different answers. He says that any Gzeirah D'Rabbanan that was Doma to a Doraisa, they didn't do it in the Beis HaMikdash. What did they do in the Beis HaMikdash? Muksa. Why? That's not Doma to a Doraisa. Why did they ask for that? Why can't I move that? There's no Doma to a Doraisa. That they were doing, those kinds of shvutim, they were doing the Beis HaMikdash. But if I'm doing something utter because of a shvut, that is very similar. So removing a pole from the shulchan is nothing. What if I remove a nail from my wall? That's a big avera. So it's very similar, that they wouldn't do in the Beis HaMikdash. That's one answer. So Rekiv Eger is a different answer. Rekiv Eger says that if there are two shvutim, then they would never do it in the Beis HaMikdash. And here there are two. What's two? Number one, it looks like it's building. And number two, it's looks like. So two is said it would never do it. So that's not a good answer. Anyway, Hadar Amar Rava, then Rava said, so Rava answered the question, Lav Milsehi Da Amri. No, what I said is incorrect. Why? Ditnan, I'll tell you the reason. You're right. It's a Doraita. Why can't I do it then? Because of what Rava said, Klal, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kol Malacha, Sheref Shkola, Lola, Tosav, Erev Shabbos, Ein Adoch, Es HaShabbos. You're right. It's a Doraisa. But do it on Friday. Bahani, Nami, Erev Shabbos, Dolo Dachi Shabbos, Alayhu. Right? I'm sorry, that's a question. Bahani, Nami, Erev Shabbos, Dolo Dachi Shabbos, Alayhu. Right? So maybe I'll say the same story. I must do it on Shabbos. Time am I. What's the whole reason? Dolo, if there's Lechem. Bread shouldn't get moldy, right? And the Radbad says that maybe, listen to this, Radbad. The Radbad says that maybe you're not going to be right for that nate of it remaining piping hot for 7 days. You're not going to be right for that nate. Therefore, put in those rods to make sure that there's air. It shouldn't get moldy. You're not going to be right for that nate. So in the short amount of time, it's not going to get moldy. What's the short amount of time? From Friday to Shabbos, and from Shabbos to Monday Shabbos. You hear? Asked the Sfas Emes. No. Asked the Adavid. Another question. Very lovely. But it's not going to get moldy. Therefore, you don't have to put the poles in. However, we have a rule called Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Very good you could do it on Monday Shabbos. But it's much better to do it on Shabbos. For example, we burn the chalavim and the evarim on Shabbos. You can burn them at night, so wait till Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, why should I wait? I can do it right now. It's much better to do it right now. If I can do it right now, it's still for Shabbos. Part of the avodah. I mean, why am I waiting till Matzah Shabbos? So he answers that the chalavim and evarim is part of the avodah process. This is not part of the avodah. There's no avodah for this. No avodah. So these two whole questions. The Rambam seems to say that they would go in Sunday morning to put the pole. You know why? What's the head to go on Matzah Shabbos? You can't go in for no reason. If it's not a vote, you can't go in. Very interesting idea. You just stop walking. Very interesting. Okay. Kiditanya, Ketad, how did it work? Nichnas me'erev Shabbos. They went in Erev Shabbos. Mishamton took out the poles. Menichin la'archa shal shulchan. They put them on the shulchan. On lengthwise. Matzah Shabbos, nichnas. They went in. Makbiyah Roshah Shalchala. They lifted up the chal a little bit. Machnas Kana Takta. Stuck in the pole. Because Makbiyah Roshah Shalchala. They did it to the second level of chala. Right? Machnas Kana Takta. Arba Chalos Tzrichos Shlosha Shlosha Kanim. Four levels needed three poles. El Yona, the top level, Eina Tzricha El Shnayim. Only needed two poles. Right? The bottom level didn't need a pole at all. The bottom two didn't need poles. Why not? because they rested on the shulchan itself. The Gemara is going to say in a minute that the bottom had the coolness of the shulchan itself, and that made it not get moldy. Then there was one, two, three, four levels of three poles, and the top one only had two poles. Why? But you should ain't allowed my side, nothing on top of it. So you can get away with only having two poles. No, you need two poles. It's resting on two poles. But since there's nothing on top of it, two poles was enough. And Atachtona, the bottom one didn't need any poles at all, because it rested on the shulchan itself, and that was, Rashi says, it was cool, it was metal, it was a little coolish, and therefore, it wasn't going to get moldy. Okay? Now comes the impossible Gemara. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, over where? The Mishnah Mishnah a few days ago. What? Rav Meir Omer, Kol Amos Shahayu B'Mikdash Beinanos. All Amos in the Beis HaMikdash were Beinanim. What does Beinanim mean? Beinanim means they were thick tefachim. Why is that a Beinanim? Because they were bigger Amos and smaller Amos. What is that? That's tomorrow's daf. Chutz except Mimizbeh now. Even though Rav Meir said that all Kalim were made out of a thick tefach ama, there were three exceptions. Chutz Mimizbeh Hazav, the Mizbeh Hazav, the little Mizbeh, the Hakeren, the horns of the outer Mizbeh, the Hasovev, the Sovev of the outer Mizbeh, the Hayesov. And the Yisod of the Adam is there. Okay? Now, the Mizbeach was 32 by 32. Okay? The Beit HaMikdash. Because it's going to be for Pasuk in Yechezkel. Beit HaMikdash. Dimensions of the Mishkan were 32 by 32. That's with the Yisod. The Yisod was one Amma wide. Just said. It was one arm tall and one arm wide. Okay? One arm tall and one arm wide, by one arm tall and one arm wide, that gave you the four of them, right? The four sides. That meant that the next level up was 30 by 30. Okay? It was 30 by 30. That lasted five amos. You went up five amos, there was another indentation. That's called the Sovev. That's where they would walk around. The Sovev was also one amma wide, which meant that the next level up is how many amos? 28 by 28, I believe. Right? Right? That was three amos tall. Then you had the top of the Gag of the Mizbeah, which had an amma to walk around, the ma'aracha, and the horns. Okay? There's a picture of an article. More than one picture. Now, you got that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, amma binyan shisha tvachim. The building of the Beit HaMikdash itself, the building, each amma was six tvachim. Vishal kelim chamisha. And every keli was five tvachim. What? You'll see why. So, what are they arguing about? What are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir arguing about? They're arguing about the Mizbeach. Why are they arguing about the Mizbeach? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not considered a kli. Okay? I believe that's the case. Right. One second. Yeah. Okay. Now, so far so good? So far so good. Amar of Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They're both going to learn it out of the same puzzle. That what? What the story here was with five amos. Some are five and some are six. Why? Because it says like this. The pasuk in Yechezkel. It says, very long pasuk. says, Ve'ela hamidot, ela hamidot, hamidveah, these are the measurements of the mizbeach, the amos, in amos. Ama, ama, hitofea. In ama, and a tefa. The chek ha'ama, the chek of the ama rochav, and a wide ama, the gvula el svasa, going around the boundary of the edge, saviv zeras ha'echad, going around one zeres, a zeres is a half an ama, the zehu gad ha'mizbeach. This is the gag of the mizbeach.
What does that possibly mean?
That possibly makes no sense. So, we're gonna take apart this pasuk, and we're gonna spend the rest of the day and half tomorrow on this pasuk. Pasuk says like this: Cheka Ama. What does the Cheka Ama mean? The Cheka Ama means Zehu Yisod. That's the Yisod. The Yisod was a five tefach Ama. Okay. Ama Rochav. Zesovi. The Amarochav is the Sovi. That was also a five tefach Ama. Now, bear in mind that the Sovi, the Yisod, has really two Amas to it. It has an Ama that's horizontal, vertical, and on the ground, you go up an Ama, and there's an Ama indentation. Right? When you went up five Amos, there was an Ama indentation. Which Ama are we discussing now? We're now discussing the vertical Ama. Not the indent. We're going to change that. But right now we're discussing the vertical Amma. Okay? The Gavula El Svata Saviv Zerach Echad Elu Kronos. That's the Kronos. What does that mean? It's the Kronos. The Kron, if you're, now it was an Amma square. Each carry was an Amma square. It was an Amma tall and an Amma wide. So why is it called a half an Amma? So Rashi explained, because you're talking about, you're directly in the center of the Amma. You're directly in the center of the horn. So it's a half an Amma for you and a half an Amma behind you. If you're standing on that spot, there's only a half an Amma more to the horn and a half an Amma behind you. Okay? Make sense? The beautiful word here from the Tzatzemet, he says, that's the Tzatzemet, Ezra Kahanim says, the beautiful word, he says, why would you test though into a half an Amma, half a measure? Well, I'm standing here, that's half an Amma. Why would he give an Amma a sheer measurement like that? So he said, because this was written in Gaul. And up to you, up to each Jew, to determine how much Shefa is going to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how much Shefa is going to come from himself. We're going to have later in the daf, maybe tomorrow, maybe today, that the base of the top of the Mizbeah was written, it says it's 12 by 12. 12 by 12 Amos. We know it was double that. It was 24 by 24 Amos. So the Gemara gives the same answer. No, it was 12 by 12, halfway point. It was 12 by 12, half, and another half. If you're a real tzaddik, and you're a real good person, then you can have a 12 by 12, it's going to be enough. You know why? Because the Hashem will take care of the rest. If you're not that good, Hashem will give you the basic question. Because it'll have to be 24 by 24. Why? You have to do more work on your own. The Cheskel was purposely written big, but to be interpreted both ways. It's up to each Jew what kind of base of she's going to have. Very nice part. That's why it's written in the half an Amma. Anyway, that's the only Agadah you're going to get today. Zeh Gag HaMizbeach. That's the roof of the Mizbeach. What does that mean, the Gag of the Mizbeach? Zeh Mizbeach HaZov. That's the Mizbeach HaZov, which was built on a five Tefach Amma. Okay? Rebbeir held, Zehu ba'ama bas chamisha. These are the five ama tefach. These are the five tefach amas. Hakol amos kele ba'ama bas shisha. Everything else was six. Rabbi Yehuda sabar, kizu yehe kol amos kele. Like this, so too was every other kele. Meaning five. Right. Now, here we go. Ready? Katzal kedaita. Do you mean to say, miyasod ba'ama, miyasod biad sovev, ba'am vathe begova? From the yasod all the way up to the sovev, which by the way is six amos, right? From the sovev, from the yasod to the sovev, a height of six amos. They were all five tfachim. Umay Chei Ka'ama. What does the Chei Ka'ama mean? The Ama Rochav. What do those two phrases mean? Hachi Ka'ama. This is what they mean. Mi Chei Ka'ama, from the Yisod, Bi'ad Rochav Ba'ama, Bas Chamisha. Five Tvachim. Gova HaMizbeach Ka'ama Have. How tall was the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach was 10 Amos tall. 10 Amos. 10 Amos tall. So therefore, Shis B'nei Chamisha Chamshin, six of them were five Tvachim, the Arba B'nei Shita Shita, and four of them were six Tvachim, the top four. Correct? You got that? You guessed that already. I don't have an answer for you. Now, Mizbeach Kamahavi, how many Tvachim would that make the Mizbeach? It would make the Mizbeach Chamshin Ba'arba, 54. How do you get 54? 6 Amos times 5 is 30 Tvachim. And then 6 times 4, 4 Amos of 6 is 24, which gives you 54. Okay? 54. Palgat the Mizbeach Kamahavi, what's half of 54? Esrim V'Shiva, 27. Right? 27. Now, 27. 27. Mikronos, from the top of the horn, goes downward. Ad Sovev, till the Sovev. Kamahavi, how much is that? Esrim V'Arba, 24. Why is it 24? Because 6 times 4 is 24. It was 4 Amos. Right? It was 4 Amos from the top of the horn to the Sovev. So if you're standing on the Sovev, there are 24 Amos above you. Now, Kama Batir, Lapalda, the Mizbeach, Plasa. How many Tvachim below the Sovev was the red line? The answer is 3. Why? Because the Sovev, why? Because the red line was the halfway point. The Sovev was not the halfway point. It was slightly above that. How much above the halfway point was it? 3 Tvachim. Why? Because the Sovev had to be right in the center. The red line was directly in the center. Right? You got that? Now, so far, there's no issue. The issue is going to be the following story. Utnan, we have a bright like this. Mishnah says, Chutzal Sikra, the red line, Chagru Be'emsa, was directly in the center, Kidei Shalahavdil Gizun, Kidei Lahavdil Ben Dom Elyon Dom Tachnonim, to separate between the lower blood and the upper blood. Still no problem. Here's the problem. Elaha the Tanya. We have a brayer that says like this. When you took a bird, ola bird, the ola bird has to be squeezed above the red line. So, haya gavi ola, or ola to ol, haya ola, the ola bird, you go up the ramp, ola bekevish, you go up the ramp, upana la sovei, you get onto the sovei. You don't go to the top of the ramp, you get off on the sovei, ubala la keren, dromis medrachis, you come to the southeastern corner, Umolik es rosha, mimul arfa, you do malika from the back of the neck, umabdil, you separate the head, umutza es dam al kir mizbeach, you can squeeze the bird on the wall of the mizbeach. Now, so far, again, there's no problem. However, the Bryce is going to say, im asa lamata miraglov, afilu ama achas sheira. If you bend down, why you would do that, I don't know, but if you bend down below your legs, even an ama, still going to be above the red line. It's still going to be closer. Now, if we say that the red line is 3 tvachim below the sovei, then when you go bend down 5 tvachim, you're underneath the sovei. Underneath the sikra. Impossible. These numbers don't fit. Right? Hakayav el yona lamata mishnei tvachim. You're at least 2 tvachim too low. You hear that? You're at least 2 tvachim too low. Okay? Good? Okay. Ella, I'm going to change everything now. Ella, cheik ha'ama, what does cheik ha'ama mean? Cheik ha'ama means kinisa, the indentation. Of course, the ama that went vertical ama of the yisod was 6 tvachim. Then you had an indentation of 5 tvachim. An amma, but it's a shorter amma. You hear that? Amma rochev, the amma of the yisod, not the height, kinesa, the indentation.
The indentation was only 5 stamos.
That's an amma, but it's a smaller amma. Gvula el svata saviv. The gvula of, what is that? Gvula el svata saviv. That's the chronos. That was also knisa, also the indentation. So the horn was 6 amas like that, 5 amas like that. 5 tachamim. 6 tachim, which is 1 amma. 5 tachim, which is 1 amma. It wasn't square. Exactly. Now, Mizbeah Kamahabile, according to this, how tall was the Mizbeah? Before we said it was 64. Now how tall is it? Now it's 60. Right? Sheets is 60. Why? 10 times 6 is 60. You hear that? Each height amma was 6 tefachim. So it's 60 tefachim tall. It's only that way that was shorter. Three times. The Yisod, the Sovev, and the horn. Palgadim is Be'ach Kamahave. How tall is the halfway mark? Tlusin, 30. Half of 60 is 30. Now, Mikronos Viad Sovev Kamahave. If you're on the top of the Kronos, going down to the Sovev, standing on the Sovev, how many Tzvachim have just gone down? Chavdalit, 24. 6 times 4 is 24. Kama Batzil Apalgadim is Be'ach. How many tzvachim are still below you till you get to the red line? 6. That makes perfect sense. Utnan. And we learned. Imasa lamata biraglav. If you bend down, afilu ama, achat, even an ama, shera, you're still below the red line. You're still above the red line. Works perfectly. You're at the red line perfectly. Right? Got that? We didn't answer why. We didn't answer why. Why is this a... Right? Why? I have a lot of questions. Why Hashem did this? Why? I don't know. We didn't answer why. We won't answer the what. Now, why is not the question why? We made it fit. So, b'mayo kimta, how do you make it fit now? B'knisa. You made it fit by making the indentations 5, 3 times. Now, wait a minute. Umi matzis mukmis lo b'knisa? Does that make any sense? To make the 5 tefachim the indentations, b'hatnan. We learn like this. Mizbeach, ha'yishloshim u'shvayim ha'shloshim v'shtayim. The Mizbeach was 32 by 32. Right? Allah Amma, now we're starting at the bottom. You went up in Amma, dekonas Amma. You made an Amma indentation. Zehu Yisod. That's the Yisod. Nimsa, shloshim ha'shloshim. The next level now is going to be 30 by 30. Why? I've just taken away 2 Ammas. Why 2? 1, what? If you go, what do you mean? Yeah, there's 1 arm on the other side. So if I measure the length, what? Right, every time you do 1, it's 2, because both sides. So if I measure the length of the Mizbeach from the floor, it's going to be 32 amas. If I measure it, right, if I measure from the Yisod, it's going to be 30. It was almost 4, so 3 and a little bit. Now, we already had a Gemara, what's the story with that empty space in the where the Yisod would be. We already talked about that. Once upon a time. Remember that? Now, but wait a minute. If the indentation is only a 5 tefach amma, it's not 30 by 30. What is it? It's shloshim u'shnei tefachim havi. It's 30 amos, and 2 tefachim. What? If we're always defining it by 6. Right. Right. How many amos are there? 30, but there's 2 extra tefachim. Right? Right? You hear that, Kasha? Now that cash is going to fly at the Sovev as well. But still also, Allah Chamesha, you went 5 amas more. Now, Vakanet Amma. You made indentation of an Amma. Zehu Sovev. That's the Sovev. Nimsa, Eshem Ushmona, Eshem Ushmona. Now it's 28 by 28. Why? Let's take it off another 2. But wait a minute, it's not really true. Eshem Ushmona, the Arba Tvachim Hava. It's now 28 plus 4 Tvachim. You hear? B'chi tema. Hey, you want to tell me? Kibidul havi amalo chashiv lei. Since it wasn't really an ama, we ignore that. It's less than an ama, so we're not being so precise. Makom chronos. Right, now rounding up to the nearest ama. That's the one. We're rounding up to the nearest ama. So wait a minute. Makom chronos, the place of the chronos, ama mizev, ama mizev. The whole caravan's an ama. Nimsa, esim v'sheish, al esim v'sheish. What do you want to say now? It's 26 by 26. Esim v'sheva hava. It's really 27. Why is it really 27? Rashi says, second wide line, the hanof sheish amos z'imaye lohavi elachamesh v'amos v'sheish. Which means, 6 amos of 5 tfachim is the same thing as 5 amos of 6 tfachim. So, what happened was, now that we've taken away another ama, now that we've taken away another tefa from the chronos, we put an ama back. All the amos that we've, all the tefachim that we've lost going up this, up to this beah, we now get it back at the top. So the Gemara answers, lo duck. We're not being precise. We weren't precise. Now, says the Gemara, wait a minute. Makom hiluch ragle hakahanim ama mizeh ve'ama mizeh nimsa esrim ve'arba al esrim ve'arba. It's now 20. The barach is 24 by 24. Makom ha'baracha esrim v'chamisha haba. It's a full ama more now. Why? Because you've gotten the ama. Well, right. The chite b'hachanami lo dach. Want to tell me the same answer? That we're not precise. Well, see, but it says v'ha'ariel. The ariel. What's the ariel? The ariel is the baracha. Shtai metzvei orech was 12, v'shtai metzvei rocha, revua. It was 12 by 12 revua, doubled over, which means it's 24 by 24. Yachal she'en el shtai metzvei al shtai metzvei. I would think it's taka 12 by 12. Kishu omra, al arba rabotav, al arba rabaav, halamet shem be'emsa, ha'yamode shtai metzvei amba l'chol ruach v'rua. It's 12 from the center, which means it's 24 by 24, meaning it was very precise. V'chite mashis me'nayu me'kar ba'amabat chamisha, ma'isi lehu. What does that mean? V'chi tema. Shish me'nayhu. Me'ikara. Ba'am abas chamisha. Ma'isila. If you want to tell me. What does this question mean? Six of the 32 were 5, right? If that's true, then we've just taken one amma off the 32 ammas. If we do that, we've ruined the entire calculation of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Im kein, Rav Chalei Hazara. There's an Amma missing. Why? It's not. Kol Hazara, the entire Hazara, Haya Orech Meo Shmona V'Sheva. It was 187 Amos, Aroch of Meo V'Shlosh and V'Chamesh. Fi at 135. V'Midra Cholmayr, East to West, Meo Shmona V'Sheva. 187. Makom Kedushas Regel Yisrael, where the Hazara of Yisrael was Acharasi, 11. 11 Amma. Makom Kedushas Regel Kahanim, Acharasi Amma, 11. Mizbeach, Shlosh and V'Shayim. The Mizbeach was 32. Beirul Mizbeach, Eshem Mishnayim. From the Ulam to the Mizbeach was 22. Heichel Mea Amma, Achaz, Heichel Mea Amma. Heichel was 100 Amma. Achaz Asre Amma, Achor Beis HaKaporet. There was 11 Ammas behind the Kodesh Kedasha. If you just now took away an Amma from the Mizbeach, the whole Chesed is wrong. It can't be wrong, and tomorrow we'll answer how it makes the Pasuk make sense, and we'll go on to new things. Everyone have a very good day. So tomorrow.